I'm not doing anything extra, but I have these little systems in place that at the end of my day, I.
Have you ever wondered what successful people have that you don't? What are they doing that you might not be doing? How are they so fit, toned, and healthy while you're not? You ever wondered what you might be missing? Hi, my name is Mo Gaez. Essentially, I'm a kid who's obsessed with winning and sharing the lessons with you because growing up, I wish I had someone like me to help me out. On the Healthy Systems podcast, you will learn one main idea, system from each episode that you can use in your life, whether that is financial, relationships, fitness, and wellness. So if you're a millennial, you're hyper ambitious, this podcast is for you because the more systematic your life is, the more you can win and not waste time. So join me on your journey to building a life of healthy systems for yourself.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy Systems Podcast. It's your host, Coach Mo. And today's topic is how to design your environment to help you achieve your goals, but also make your life easier. You see, at the end of the day, the most successful people in the world, they're not doing 10 times more than you. They're not even doing it 10 times better than you. But one thing they are doing a lot of the time is that their environment is better suited for them to achieve those goals. So what that means is, let's break it down, because I know this podcast, I don't want this podcast to seem too philosophical, but overall, I want it to be tactical for you. So if we break it down into our three key areas of health, wealth, and relationships, right? So how can you design environments in your life to be able to achieve greatness in all of these areas without it being more work? And the reason this topic came to mind is the other day I was talking to one of my clients. She's a physician in New York City, super decorated, a professor at an Ivy League school as well. And she was telling me how she's like, Coach, I struggle with getting my workouts done. It's not that the workouts are hard. It's not that I don't want to do them. It's just that I just end up being super tired and then I end up not doing them. And then one day it turns into two, three, four, a week goes by. And then I have to go back to my shifts and then I have to travel and I have to do this and these get missed. And I was looking at her, I was like, you know, a really easy way to think about this is how can I make it easy for myself to actually exercise? How can I make it easy for myself to improve my finances? How can I make it easy for myself to actually improve my relationships? And this is super key, everybody. A lot of the time, you got to remember, my day job is I coach people for a living, hundreds of people. And even yesterday, I had a conversation where this client was telling me how she's going to do these things. She has a goal and she hasn't been able to achieve it because she hasn't been able to put in the work. And then she's like, but coach, I'm going to do it. I'm like, okay, what are we going to do? She's just gave me all these action items and they're all like 150% more than what she's even doing or she was ever doing in the past. I'm like, Christina, how are we going to do this? This is like, you're literally setting yourself up for disappointment. You might be able to hit it. There's a 2% chance you might, but setting these really crazy expectations, trying to make your life hard shit, it only goes so far. It only goes so far. So what I recommend for all of you, especially designing an environment, ask yourself, how can I make it easy for myself? So for example, you want to go to the gym. You like going to the gym, but you haven't been able to make it a part of your routine. So now ask yourself, how can I make it easy for myself to go to the gym? Okay, well, I have a home office or I commute to work. Great. Let's say you commute to work. On the way back from work, do you have any gyms nearby? Yes, there's two gyms on the way to home or on the way to work. Great. Can you pack your workout clothes with you in the morning or in the evening? And on the whether you're driving to work, you can take a shower at the gym. Or if you don't like doing that, you can work out after the work, when your work ends. And you can, you know, have your clothes, gym clothes ready to go in your car. You can pack them the night before. And then when you're leaving work at 4 p.m., you literally just go to the gym. And then you train. You have your gym clothes already ready to go. You work out. Then you can treat yourself, have maybe like a protein smoothie or something, or any type of protein snack that you already have packed and you have that in the car. And then you come home, you know, at 5, 6 p.m. and you're all set. You've done the task. You've done your job, but also you did the workout. And now you see how easy that was? You just literally made one change. You just decided to pack your clothes and get a gym membership that was on your way to work. Now, let's say you work out at home or you have a home office or you work at home. A really easy change there would be, let's set up a home gym. Or if you don't like a home gym, maybe get a gym membership closer to your house. And then at noon or morning or evening, you just have that one thing where you just go and do, right? And different points of your life, another thing I've learned, at different points of your life, different things will feel easier. So if right now driving to the gym feels hard, okay, let's adapt and build a home gym. If right now working out at home isn't as exciting, let's get a gym membership that you can go to every evening after work or in the morning. Start your day that way. You see, at the end of the day, if you only ask yourself, how can I make it easy for myself to do this? I promise you, you're way more likely to do it. Same thing with your wealth. If you find yourself struggling with saving money, you can ask yourself, how can I make it easy for myself to save money? Okay. At the end of every month, I'll set a recurring reminder on my calendar to look at all my finances and my bills. Perhaps you create a simple Excel sheet. There's so many great apps that manage your finances too, but I just like doing a good old Google sheet. I just put it on there and then I know how much is coming in, how much is going out. And then at the end of every month, I set aside money for savings. Okay, you can perhaps do that. Just set aside 30 minutes at the end of every month, and then you can be way more intentional. Once you're comfortable doing monthly, then start doing weekly, right? You can change that system up. Same thing with your relationships. If you find yourself not calling your parents, let's say you live in Miami and parents are in the Midwest or something like that. If you find yourself wanting to talk to your relatives overseas, but you just can't make time for it because you're busy. A really easy solution would be set a time on your calendar and just get it done, whether it's like on a Sunday morning. Wake up, grab a coffee, like drive to Starbucks or wherever you like drinking coffee at, and then put it on your calendar that you're going to call your uncle. That's it. And start doing that. You see, these systems will make your life easier, but you'll also feel so much fulfilled because you're actually doing the things, but they're not hard for you. Your uncle is going to be happy. Your mom and dad's going to be happy because you're actually making time to call them. But to you, it's just another system. Just a simple system that you do every Sunday morning. You go, you grab coffee, and then you talk. That's it, right? Super easy. Same thing with your finances. You don't have to worry about every single penny or saving money here or there. You just set aside time every month at the end of every month, and you allocate money for savings. You allocate money. You know exactly what's coming in, what's going out. Now you're just much more relaxed because you have a system in place. Same thing with your workouts, right? Just ask yourself, how can I make it easy for myself to do it? And if you're working with a coach, let's say we love asking this at Training with the Titans, ask your coach, hey coach, how can I make it easy for myself to do the workouts? I promise you, we have so many tips for you. Hey coach, how can I make it easy for myself to eat healthier? Hey coach, how can I make it easy for myself to actually save money? Hey coach, how can I make it easy for myself to have healthy relationships throughout? Because at the end of the day, when we have those systems in place, you're just going to have a much more fulfilled life. It'll keep your stress levels low. You'll feel better. Anxiety, depression, all that stuff. All of that stuff generally. I'm not saying all of it. Sometimes depression, anxiety, a lot of those things are just natural yellow lights in our own body that are telling us that, hey, you're not doing something. You're not doing something that will bring you fulfillment. Perhaps you haven't been taking care of your health for the last 3 years. You say you're going to get in shape and you don't do anything. Same thing with your finances. You say you're going to do this or that to make more money or spend less, but you keep avoiding it. So at the end of the day, you will start feeling, actually it's a great sign when I start feeling anxious or I start feeling some kind of way. So I'm like, it's my body telling me, it's my brain telling me that I'm avoiding something. So at the end of the day, ask yourself that simple question. How can I make it easy for myself to do this, right? Right now, as I'm recording this podcast, I'm also getting my steps in. I walk 6,000 to 10,000 steps a day while being on Zoom calls all day. How do I do it? Well, I have a standing desk and I have a treadmill underneath. So I just walk and it's fun. I'm also fasting. I'm not doing anything extra, but I have these little systems in place that at the end of my day, I get my workout done because there's a gym in my office. I also have walked 10,000 steps, and I also know exactly how many calories I ate, how much food went into my body. So all of that becomes very much a healthy system in its own self. But it's not like I'm working harder. I just set these systems in place that are very easy to follow, very easy to sustain. Because when I see my treadmill, what choice do I have? Like, I just get up and start walking, right? Like, it makes so much sense. So at the end of the day, ask yourself that question. How can I make it easy for myself to do this? And windows of opportunity will show up for you. So go crush it. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts. I'm definitely loving making them, and I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Healthy Systems Podcast. I really appreciate you for tuning in today. Now, here are two ways I can help you for free. One, you can join our free Facebook community by just going to this link, bit.ly/Titan Facebook group. Just type that into your browser and then answer two questions, and then we'll let you into our Facebook community where you'll meet other people, as well as we have a lot of free resources in terms of meal plans, workouts, all kinds of stuff in there. Second way I can help you for free is if you follow me on Instagram at Mo Gaius, M-O-E, G as in George, H as in horse, I as in India, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. Follow me there and then shoot me a message with the word healthy systems, and then I'll be sure to send you a free gift. Other than that, keep listening in, and I really appreciate you.